بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Respected listeners, we welcome you to this program. The segment is where we speak on the verses of Surah Sajda and we learn every day a new verse. May Allah Azawajal grant us Rabbi Zidni Ilma, Rabbi Zidni Ilma. So this is the dua of the Quran Sharif. We should recite it, as well as when you are drinking Zamzam, then you make that dua, that beautiful dua, and that is what you should be asking for. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a ورزقا واسعا وعملا متقبلا وشفاء من كل داء. So yes, it is for when you're drinking Zamzam, but at any time these du'as can be recited. You are asking for beneficial knowledge, ilma nafi'a, and you are asking for broadened sustenance, and you are also asking for amalam mutaqabbala. Yes, you are doing good actions, but are those actions accepted in the court of Allah? So that's what we should search for. That is why Allahumma ja'alna min al maqbulin. O Allah, O our sustainer, make us amongst those who are accepted. In the words of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. So these are dua supplications that we should be making. You're asking for amalam mutaqabbala. You're asking for cure, shifa from every sickness. Wa shifa'an min kulli da'. So this is the duas, the masnoon duas. These are your weapons for this day and age, to protect ourselves from all that is taking place. Allah Azza wa Jal, guide us, protect us. So here we come to these verses, these beautiful verses of chapter 32. Surah Sajda contains 30 verses, and Alhamdulillah, every day we learn a new verse, and we should try to memorize it as we're moving forward. You try to recite that verse throughout the day, one verse. Throughout the day, if you forget, you go, you look again, and like this, you keep your mind pondering over the Quran Sharif. So in this verse, verse number 10, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَقَالُوا أَيْذَا ضَلَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَإِنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ بَلْ هُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ. And they said, وَقَالُوا, and they said, it's the same question Allah Azza wa Jal continuously brings up, because to alert you that see what plan they made, how Shaitan had touched them with his evil. When Shaitan decorates actions for you, then he allows you to engage in it thinking that there's not going to be any consequences. Here there's major principles to be taken out from this verse. Let's give you the translation first. And they said, وَقَالُوا أَإِذَا ضَلَلْنَا, is it then when we disappear? ضَلَلْنَا means to disappear, get lost. So is it when we disappear in the earth? أَإِذَا ضَلَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, when we disappear in the earth, أَإِنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ, they asked the question, that will we come into a new creation thereafter? It is sarcasm being used. That we going to turn into, you saying that we're going to come back to life. But we're going to go into the earth. And after that, we're not going to be no more. And you saying our limbs are going to be put together and come back all of a sudden. See, this is where they used, they fell short. So strange it is that they will believe all the falsehood that they will give off on their television screens, but that which the Prophet's Anbiya alayhi salam came with, they reject. So they say, shall we really come into a new creation? Now look how Allah responds here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلْ هُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ. Rather, they reject the meeting with their sustainer. Rather, they reject the meeting with their sustainer. Now ask yourself this question. Is it just that we engage in actions? See, a Muslim, when he does so, he feels regret, he feels remorse. But since the LGBTQ agenda is already, you can't say it's so rife, it's already rife, and people, small children, already have studied the letters now, LGBTQ. So that is why Mulana Dawood Sirat Dawood Barakatuh says, are they going to teach them from ABCD or from LGBTQ? So this is what we're saying to you, that when a person does it and he doesn't have any remorse, he feels that it's perfectly fine. So now he's going to engage full force, full swing. There's nothing, no barriers anymore. And that is what used to stop people from coming out openly and saying, this is my gender, my new gender now. They felt shy. They felt that they will not be accepted in society. But now, since the push from small, from that young age, is there in the name of the Bella Bill, in the name of this and that and all of this, that you have a choice. This comes about now, and this child grows up thinking it's perfectly fine. Don't think that all of this is just a move coincidentally. It's a build up to it. Shaitan has put his men there, and they know and they've seen that the results serve better when this child is indoctrinated from this particular age. So your child is going on that bus to that school, and you say high class, and you're paying so much of fees. But when the child is coming home now, and you are sensing this all of a sudden changes in their behavior as well as in their ways, then don't be surprised, because it is coming from somewhere, right? You have to identify quickly if you're already engaged in it and rescue your children. This is what Allah Azza wa Jal is saying in chapter 66 and verse number 6. Allah Azza wa Jal is saying this. So chapter 66, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 6, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O you who believe, protect yourselves, save yourselves and your families from the fire. Allah azza wa jal is teaching you this. So it's easy. 666. Chapter 66, verse number 6. So coming back to this verse here, what does Allah Azza wa Jal teach us? So from this verse, they needed something that blends in with their logically to say that, you know what, there is no meeting with Allah, so we can engage full force in sin and whatever vice, and there's no regret, no remorse, because you already rejected that meeting with Allah. Can you understand now? So once you've rejected the meeting with Allah, that's the real rejection. Now to blend it in, you just needed some, even if it is a proof that is flimsy, it's going to work for you. So that's this proof now. But if a person really ponders, then is the beginning of your creation more difficult, or to recreate you, to bring you back together is more difficult? What will you say? Till today, you go and you present a car that is an accident and you say, just put this car back together. So it's easy. Nowadays, with the machinery that they have, you just blow out this side, blow out that side, and you could do it in so many ways. Remove dents, this, and the car is like brand new again. Yes, not exactly like it, but it's brand new again. So you ask the person, what do you think? It was more difficult
that you bring it back together like this or to start all of. He said, firstly, you're asking me, I'm a mechanic, I can only do this portion here. To bring back something, to create it from the beginning, I can't do it. That I can't do. Otherwise, what do you think? I would be making so much of money now. I would be a mechanic. I would be selling cars, taking my own brands and stuff like that. So, of course, I can't do it. So, similarly, you can't do what Allah Azza wa Jal does. Allah Azza wa Jal, laysa kamithlihi shay. There's absolutely nothing like Allah Azza wa Jal. And He is creating something. He has the ability to bring it back as well. That is Allah. We can't do it. He can do it. So that is easier for Him to join your limbs and bring it back together. Nothing is difficult. Nothing is easy for Allah. Allah just does. It's not a matter, because if you're saying it's easy, yes, it's easy. But there's no opposite of easy, such as difficulty for Allah. So that's a distinction we have to understand. For Allah, everything is easy. So to bring you back to life, that's simple. If you see the verses that we just spoke about now, if you go back and you just point to these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَهُ. He who has excellently perfected everything that He has created. This that Allah Azza wa Jalla did, وَبَدَأَ خَلْقَ الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ طِينٍ, and He has originated you, has started man's creation from teen, from soil. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks about that lowly liquid. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks about how you were formed and the ruh was blown into you. And then your senses were developed. And then, so all of this here, you don't express gratitude. You are created from sand. Then you are procreated by your parents via low liquid from your father. So lowness upon lowness, and you came into existence. We developed you. We gave you all these faculties. You did not show gratitude, and over and above not showing gratitude, this also teaches us a major lesson. When you do not express gratitude, what happens? It is drawing you closer and closer to the brink of kufr. This is the detrimental effects of not showing gratitude. That is why you must have this mind of gratitude. They say you must have the attitude of gratitude. So, constantly, this should be our mindset. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was offered by Allah azza wa jal to turn the valley of Makkah into gold. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, La walakin ya Rabbi, أَشْبَعُ يَوْمًا وَأَجُوءُ يَوْمًا. I prefer to be hungry. I prefer to fill my belly one day, and I prefer to be hungry one day. When my belly is hungry, تَضَرَّعْتُ إِلَيْكَ, it makes me needy of you. I become in need. I turn towards you with great need. I'm brought to my knees when I'm turning to you. And this reminds me of you. وَذَكَرْتُكَ, I remember you. And when my stomach is filled, شَكَرْتُكَ وَحَمِدْتُكَ, then I express gratitude to you and I glorify you. Every angle we are seeing in this two set these two conditions of life, either it is gratitude or either it is difficulty. Difficulty, sabr, and when you are experiencing ease, shukr. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ajaban li amri al-mu'mini, inna amrahu kullahu lahu khairun." Excellent, beautiful is the condition of the believer. And وَلَيْسَ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. This is for absolutely no one else. It is exclusively for the believer. And he experiences difficulty, he expresses or he makes sabr, and he exercises tolerance, sabr, patience. And when it is now the conditions of ease, then he expresses gratitude. Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq. So when he did not express that gratitude, he's slowly turning towards kufr. Then it reaches that point where he utters such statements. What are the statements? This is the statement here that he said. Allah Azza wa Jal protect us. وَقَالُوا أَإِذَا ضَلَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. They said, when we become lost in the earth, أَإِنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. Are we going to be certainly a new creation? How will this be? Allah Azza wa Jal says, no. That's not the reason. The actual reason is this. بَلْ هُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ. Nay, rather they reject the meeting with their sustainer. This is what they do. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks further and speaks of Malakul Maut. How Malakul Maut is appointed to take the soul. Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us tawfiq, understanding. This was verse number 10. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.